Hey y'all, it's your girl Terica, and welcome to the Just a Thought podcast, a safe space to process thoughts and emotions that are common, not talked about, or never really thought about. Let's allow the most authentic parts of ourselves to be seen as the love and guidance of God reveals and heals. Hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl Terica and welcome to another episode. I am so excited to be sitting down and having this discussion with y'all today. I'm really starting to get the hang of this and I think I'm liking it. So God might have known what he was doing when he did this, okay? But anyway, let's just go ahead and jump right into the subject. Let's go. So today we're going to be talking about something that's kind of a heavy hitter for me. And it's something that I feel like I do a lot. Maybe you can resonate with it. If you don't, maybe you know somebody who can resonate with it. Share it. And I just want to jump in. So today we're going to be talking about self-inflicted pain from rehearsing traumatic memories. This is something that I do so much. And if I'm being very honest, it has caused me more pain sometimes than the traumatic event itself. Which is crazy to think about, but so many times I have allowed myself or forced myself to stay within a traumatic event because I refuse to let the memories go. Maybe your traumatic event was from heartbreak, rejection, bad choices, whatever your traumatic event was, that thing has come and it has gone. And I think it's important that we allow ourselves to also move, okay? There has to be movement after the traumatic event. So something that I really had to come to terms with of me allowing myself to stay put is that in reality, it's like I'm almost begging for the traumatic event to happen again and again and again and again by constantly thinking about it. And you know, you may hear somebody else say that and it may be like, why would you do that to yourself? Like that thing happened and you don't have to stay there. You can move forward. You can move on. And it's so easy for us to tell other people that, but why can't we be that kind and generous to ourselves? So maybe you're like me. Maybe the way you rehearse or have self-inflicted pain from rehearsing memories is that you try to comb through memories to find one that will make you feel closer to the situation that has already left. Or maybe you comb through memories trying to find one that will hurt the most because that's what you feel like you deserve, or you feel guilty because maybe you did play a part in it, or maybe you're trying to put the pieces together of like, how could this have happened to me? So let me think about like, maybe what did I say or what did I do? Or when they said that hurtful thing, like, did I deserve it in that moment? Like, let me try to figure that out. And the truth is, it was traumatic enough. And I know I keep saying that, but like, it really was traumatic enough. For example, for me, I'm just going to be very honest about my situation. I went through a little heartbreak situation. I remember like praying to get out of that situationship, my friends praying for me to get out of that situationship. And then I finally like let it go. And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel so amazing. Like, this is great. And then it was like, I found myself in a place of where I don't think that I had fully taken on the responsibility that I played in starting my healing journey, the true healing journey. So I found myself replaying memories because dare I not say that I miss this person or that I want to be back with this person, because like I have prayed to get out of it and God has shown me that this isn't what I'm supposed to be in. So dare I not say that I want to go back, but my memories were never given the chance to recalibrate. They were never given the chance to heal. They were never given the chance to let go of all of the traumatic things that had happened. So instead of me letting go, I'm holding on close to them because that's the most familiar thing that I know. Because that is the most traumatic thing that I know at that time. And I don't know what it is about wanting to be so close to the trauma that happened that it can maybe excite you. I don't know if that's like a good thing to say. I was looking, actually, this is kind of like going off topic a little bit, but I was on Instagram and there is this Instagram page that I follow. It's called Loving Me After We. Ginger Dean is, she's a psychotherapist and she always posts like great stuff on there. But there's one thing that she posted that I think it's very important. And if we're talking about like the whole heartbreak aspect, this podcast episode is not about heartbreak. Like there's other traumatic things that happen besides heartbreak. I'm just giving this as an example because the post really resonated with me. But she said, I don't think some women realize or are ready to admit that they actually crave the attention of narcissists. Okay. And you can remove narcissists and put whatever else it is in there. But I don't think that I realized or was ready to admit that I actually crave the attention of that traumatic experience and that traumatic situation. And that's okay. And I think that it's okay to be honest about where we are. But we don't have to stay where we are, but we can be honest about where we are. So one thing that I really had to do was let go of the what ifs. So what if I would have done this differently? What if I would have never said that? What if I would have never brought that up? What if I would never would have done that? I rehearsed those so much, trying to come up with a different outcome. But in reality, I have to come to terms with the outcome that I received. And I think that's important because once you come to terms with the outcome that you receive, then it's important for you to understand that you are not what happened. So you have to be able to separate yourself from the experience. So you are not what happened. So for example, if I experience rejection, I am not rejected. If I experienced heartbreak, I am not unlovable. So whatever your situation is, you are not that situation. It just so happened that you went through that situation. And when we learn how to go through the situation and come out of it, then we learn that the things that happened do not belong to me. It happened, but they don't belong to me. And there is something on the other side of the situation. So a question that I want to ask you is, what has self-inflicted pain of rehearsing memories robbed you of? Is it time? Is it dedication and focus to other things? Is it missed moments with people that truly care about you and love you and who want to be there for you and who try to show up for you, but you have no space to receive them because you are too focused on trying to hold on to what happened? Is it missed opportunities or opportunities that you refuse to take because you have no capacity to take them? Or is it just simply new memories? New memories that are waiting to help your brain rewire and to help you understand that you are not what happened to you and that you can move forward. So I just want to kind of give you some things that you can maybe implement or think about doing to help you break that cycle of self-inflicted pain and to help you to finally be kind to yourself and move forward towards healing. So first, I want you to understand that you have to forgive yourself for holding your thoughts and emotions hostage. Okay, it's time to let them go, but you can forgive yourself for that. The next thing is that I want you to know that you don't have to do this process alone. Don't be afraid to seek help from a professional. I have a therapist that I love and adore, and she helps me through a lot of different things. And maybe you don't have the finances to get help from a professional. I completely understand. Maybe there's someone in your life that you truly do trust, and maybe you just haven't expressed to them how deep the traumatic event is for you and how it has taken a toll on your thoughts and your emotions. And maybe if you would have that conversation with them, they would be willing to kind of help you and walk you through that so that you know that you're not alone. But most importantly, I think that it is so important for us to take time and to pray and ask God to start the healing process within us. And like I had said earlier, when I had ended or when I came out of that situationship, I thought that I was great. I thought that I was fine. I was happy that I finally let that go. But I had not given myself the space to truly start the healing process, let alone to include God in the healing process. So I think it's important that we pray and ask Him to start the healing process and show you how to be kind to yourself. Because if you are someone like me that has done this repeatedly over and over, no matter the type of situation, but you find yourself always doing this, then maybe you have kind of lost the idea or lost the way of how to be kind to yourself. And so ask God to bring it back to your remembrance, or ask God to show you if you've never truly gone through a process of being kind to yourself. So I want to give you some verses that I think you can meditate on, and ask God to give you some other verses or some sermons, or seek help from your church if you do have a church home. But I want to read Isaiah 43:18-19. It says, "Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." God does not want you to hold on to memories that continuously tear you down, break you down, and keep you in the space that He intentionally removed you out of. That is not Him, and you do not have to stay there. You can come out. So forget the former things. I promise you, what you experienced during that time, you did not experience the best that you will ever experience, okay? You did not lose the best that you have ever had. God has so much more in store for you and so much greater for you. But we have to do our part and let go so that He can renew our minds and so that He can give us new things to think about, new memories to make, and experience great joy and peace through Him. So along with the fact of He'll give us new memories and new things to think about, let's flip over to Philippians 4:8. You may say, well, what do I think about if I'm not thinking about this? Because I've thought about it for so long and I don't know really what to think about and I don't know how to change my thoughts. It's important that we self-redirect instead of self-inflict. So Philippians 4:8 reads, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." So like I said, you may feel like, well, I don't have really any of those memories on the forefront of my mind. The same way that you were digging for memories to hurt you, dig for memories that will lift you up. And as you do that, find ways to create new memories, new opportunities, new experiences that involve people that love you, that care for you, that want to see you succeed, that know that you are greater than what you experienced, and that can show you that you can separate yourself from what you went through. So I wanted to discuss this topic today because it was something that was very heavy on my heart, something that I experienced, and I believe that there may be other people out there who have experienced that. And if you are one of those people, then I want you to know that you are not alone, that I am walking with you, and most importantly, God is walking with you, and He wants you to be healed, and He wants you to be whole, because there's so much more that He has in store for you. But you can't stay still, you can't stay stagnant within those memories. Let Him do a new thing in you. Let Him create new memories. Let Him heal you. And also, I just want to add that don't think about the time of how long it's going to take for you to heal. Just walk within the healing journey with Him. walk with him. And I truly believe that God is a redeemer of time. So you have not missed out. You have not lost because you have stayed stagnant. But I believe that God will redeem the time for you and let you experience what he has in store for you. So I'm praying for you. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I'll see you next time.